Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Oh. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
and be counted among them that shall reign with Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand with Prince our Lord.
Oh.
Stand with your all
and
Lord.
Believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
Start doing a weekly character study
of men and women in the Bible. Now, my husband is Elder David Ambrose Shaw. He has been faithfully actually reading through the Bible, Genesis through Revelation. I believe he's now in the book of Ezekiel. Amen. So he has been reading, and if you have not been listening, you are missing it. He read it, and the anointing, and just the theatric that goes along with it, it makes you feel as though you're right there in the scene with what he's reading. Amen. Talking right now, he's talking about those dry bones. Amen. Praise God. In the book of Ezekiel. Well, I'm not going to be with you long. I'm going to hit it and quit it, but I believe the Lord has a word. I mean, it's kind of a message and a Bible study kind of combined together. Amen. So I'm just going to let the Lord do what the Lord does. Amen. And that is just to inspire you and leave you in a place, amen, of encouragement and uplifting. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you praise, and truly we give you glory. On this day, Lord, we first want to honor you for being who you are, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Father. You, Lord, are God all by yourself, and we thank you for that. I thank you, Father, for this day that you've given to myself and all those who's listening by way of social media. Father, you know who they are, those that's listening live and those that's going to be listening in the archive. I ask the Lord God that you open their ears to hear and their hearts to receive. I ask that you bless this word, you anoint this word. As I decrease and you increase, Lord, and you have your way, I pray, Lord God, that you send down the manna, Lord God, the word to empower us, Lord God, to change us, to deliver us. Father, to give us another direction, the direction going toward you, Father. Lord, I pray for the healing virtue to fall down, Lord God, virtues of healing, Lord God, to someone's life that's sick in their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. No, God, we dedicate and we bring this message to you to bless you, Father, that you may be blessed with this word, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm so excited. Woo-hoo! We made it. It's Friday. Amen. Well, giving honor to God who is my Lord and Savior. Amen. Thanking the Lord for saving me, delivering me. Praise God and giving me purpose, giving me focus, giving me passion, giving me joy, giving me strength. Woo! I can just keep going and on what the Lord has done and what he's doing right now. And also I want to thank God for my husband, Elder David Ambrose Shaw, who is faithfully always has been on his post blessing those that are listening. Praise God through social media, Facebook, Twitter, Skype. We have people that are listening through Canada, Africa, Jamaica, all throughout the United States, all those that's listening, we say thank you for following us and supporting us. Amen. A shout out there to Minister Andrew out in Los Angeles. God bless you, amen, and your wife, Kate, amen. Praise God. And their beautiful baby. We give honor to God and for who is our Bishop, Elder Joel David Trout, our overseer. Thank God for his prayers and his instruction. Amen. So we're going to just get right to it. Again, I give honor to God and my husband, who I love so dearly, is always supporting me, always encouraging me. How many of you know you can't do this by yourself? And it's always good to have a partner, just not any partner, but the right partner. And I thank God I can say I got the right one, baby. Amen. Praise God. Well, my scripture reading, if you will, follow me. My two Bible scripture reading I'm going to be coming from is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And listen, if you can, shoot. I put my message out on Facebook. Send this message out through your Facebook friends. Or whoever you're connected with, and let them know, start following David and Diane Ministries and Friends, because God is doing something over here in this corner. Amen. So we're going to be, once again, we have Bible reading Monday through Friday. He reads through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. We are Central Standard Time. He reads it from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or if you are on the West Coast, it's actually from 4 at 4 p.m. And if you're on the East Coast out there in Atlanta, amen, that would be 7 p.m. your time. But follow Elder Shaw as he reads through the Bible. Praise God. Amen. So, again, my scripture reading for today is Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. I hope you have your Bible. If not, follow along with me. Amen. So Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, "Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living creature." And chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22 says, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." Amen. My scripture, my title ties in together. I'm going to be talking to you about a man named Adam. Adam. The story of Adam in the Bible, most people, whether you're believers or unbelievers, when you say Adam, most people know who that man is. Adam. The creation of Adam and Eve is actually found in two separate biblical accounts. The first, which is in Genesis, the first in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, it shows the couple and their relationship with God and the rest of creation. Okay, when you read in there, you will see a couple. It's a relationship that this couple had with God and with creation. Now, the second account, which is in Genesis chapter 2, verses 4 through chapter 3 through 24, it reveals the origin of sin and God's plan for redeeming the human race. Amen? Before God created Eve, he gave Adam the Garden of Eden and allowed him to name all the animals. Can you imagine that? If God gave you charge, well, God gave Adam charge, and he said, you can name all the animals. Wow. Wow. Paradise was his to enjoy. But he also had full responsibility of taking care of it. Well, that's another message within itself. When God would give you something, he gives you full responsibility, but he says, but you got to take care of it. How many of you have some things in your life that God has given to you? He said, I'm going to give it to you, and you can really enjoy this, but you have to take care of it. Adam knew that one tree was off limits, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, I'm going to give you all this, but this here is off limits. Adam would have taught Eve God's rule of the garden. That man, Adam, was responsible for teaching Eve. She would have known it was forbidden to eat because he, as the man, as her husband, as the man God gave her, all her teaching, everything came from him. God gave to him, he gave to her. So she would have known that it was forbidden, off limits, to eat the fruit from the tree in the middle. God, now you know. Come on now, God. It was in the middle of the garden, y'all. It was in the middle, not to the left, not to the right, not far off, in the middle of the garden. When Satan tempted her, Eve was deceived. Then Eve offered the fruit of Adam. I'm just kind of giving you an overshadow, kind of like a little overshadow as we get ready to get started and dive deeper into this man named Adam. So Eve offered the fruit to Adam. Eve offered the fruit to Adam. Adam didn't offer the fruit to Eve. Eve offered the fruit. It was just an offer to Adam. And the fate of the world was on his Hello, come on. I didn't say they, not her. But the fate of the world was on his shoulders. God was depending on Adam to do the right thing. She may have offered it, Adam, but that don't mean you have to partake, Adam. Do the right thing. So as they ate the fruit in that one act of rebellion, they ate the fruit. This was the first act of rebellion. And that act of rebellion, mankind's independence and disobedience, a.k.a. sin, separated him from God. Him. Because it was him that God used to have one-on-one fellowship. God and Adam used to meet up. And this was the first time there was a separation with Adam and God. Why? Why was there separation? Because it's rebellion. Independent and disobedient. Disobedient and sin. Disobedient, independence will separate you from God. When I say independent, that means you do your thing outside from God. We have young people growing up today, I'm telling you, and God, let me say this to you, parents. God gave us charge over those children. They don't belong to us, but we're responsible for their life. From the time they're born, we're responsible for providing everything they need. But sometimes we see, even in this day and age, they want to be independent before it's time. There's a time in the maturity of a child's life when, yes, depart from your parents. Bam, they've taught you everything. You know what I'm saying? Just as God had instructed Adam, God had been teaching Adam. But there was not supposed to be no independence on Adam. That was supposed to be a connecting relationship here. But we see, I just want to pivot over to say that we have young people these days that want to be so independent, they want to feel like they know it all. And that's why a lot of times they go out there and too soon and get in trouble. Well, this is what happened with Adam. He became independent and disobedient and fell into sin, and it separated him from God. So now we're going to talk about the origin of sin. So it was through Adam's transgression, sin, that entered the human race. But the matter did not stop there. By that first sin is called the fall of man. It is called the fall of man. The first sin is called the fall of man. That's when men first, we had our first falling. Adam became a servant of sin. He became a servant of sin, where instead of serving and obeying God, he was now serving sin. His fall placed a permanent mark on all humanity, all humankind, because of that one fall, which it was affecting not only Adam, but all his descendants. That's a message within itself. Your sin, hear me. See, we don't think about what we do when we do what we do what we do when we do what we do, okay? We don't think about the consequences, or not only does it not affect me, but my sin, your sin, it shall, according to the word of God, it will pass on to your descendants, your children, first, second, third, down to however long. That's how potent, that's how powerful, that's how sin can destroy a generation. So that particular fall of man from Adam has continued on, not only for this descendant, but throughout all humanity. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, in this way death spread to all people because all sinned. But God had a plan, y'all. God had a plan already in place. Come on now. God had a plan already in place to deal with man's sin. The Bible tells the story of God's plan for the salvation of men. Adam's one act brought condemnation and punishment, but Jesus Christ, one act will bring salvation. Adam brought condemnation and punishment. Jesus brought salvation. In Romans chapter 5, verse 18 through 19, it states, yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ, one act of righteousness, brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, many will be made righteous. So it comes to God has redeemed us. Hey, glory to God. I feel this. God has redeemed us from the death of sin. We have to ask ourselves every day, who you following? Who you yoking up with? If I desire to follow the ways of the world and follow Lucifer, the demons, of course, I'm going to be in that rank of separation from God, which is going to affect not only me, but my family. Amen? But if I choose to yoke up and develop and take on this relationship with Jesus Christ, oh, glory to God, my obedience to following this way, which is the right and the only way, is going to be the benefit. Catch what I'm saying. The reversal of the curse of sin is now has been changed over to the blessing and will follow down to all my, to my genesis, to my generation, to my seed, their seed, the blessings of the cross. Ha, glory to God. I don't know how God is taking this message, but I believe one thing that the Lord is trying to say to you, it's time to stop being selfish. What do I mean? What do you mean, prophetess? Let me tell you what I mean. In other words, we got to think about our actions and the things that we're doing. See, Adam was giving charge. Adam was told to teach his wife and his mate. And he was responsible. Now, she acted out of character, but Adam, God wasn't holding her accountable. He was holding you. Now, we understand that all have sinned and fallen short. But God is saying that there's an accountability. Catch it. There's accountability connected to your sin. There's a sin. When you sin, your seed of sin affects your child, their children. And let me tell you, the consequences will always outweigh the pleasure of the sin. Did you hear me? Yes, Adam's sin brought condemnation, separation from God. But Jesus, glory to God, brought us right back to our rightful place through his obedience. So there were some accomplishments that Adam had in the Word. God chose Adam to name animals. Let's give him credit for that. Come on. Adam named all the animals. You know, we think about Adam, we say Adam the fall. But I just want to first acknowledge some accomplishments of this man named Adam. He named all the animals, making him the first zoologist. He was the first zoologist because he named the animals. He was also the first landscaper and horticulturalist. He was responsible for working the garden and caring for all the plants. He was the first man and the father of all humankind. He was the only man without a mother and a father. You didn't hear me. He was the only man without a mother and a father. His strength, Adam had strength. He had strength. Adam was made in the image of God and shared a close relationship with his creator. But he had weaknesses. Many of us have strength, and we have weaknesses. Adam had weaknesses. Adam neglected his God-given responsibility. I'm going to take a pause there. Every one of us have been given a God-given responsibility. Some of us just don't know what that responsibility is because we are out of sync, and God can communicate that to you. But for us who are believers and followers of Christ, once God give you your God-given responsibility, we must obey. We must follow. We must be committed to that responsibility. We cannot fall into what Adam did and neglect our God-given responsibility. Another weakness that Adam had is he blamed Eve and made excuses for himself when he committed a sin. How many of you out there, I'm talking to the men, that you want to blame your spouse, blame the woman for an excuse for why I did what I did? I did what I did because if you wouldn't have did this, I wouldn't have done that. Well, if Eve hadn't gave me the fruit, if Eve hadn't done it, then I wouldn't even been in a situation. Rather than Adam admitting his error and facing the truth, he hid from God in shame. Let me tell you something. What you don't do is hide from God when you sin. When you sin, and this is what the devil don't want you to do. He wants you to be like Adam and go tie some figs, some leaves, and hide. But God said, come out. One thing God will not despise is a broken and a contrite heart. What we don't do, we don't hide from God. But we come and we admit, we confess, and we face the truth. This is and will always be, because God is a God of life and he's a God of truth. This will be the only way we can feel or reconnect to God. There's no way, y'all. There's no way I can do it. There's no way you and I can have that reconnecting fellowship. Adam, you couldn't do it. You're running. You can't do it. That's why God says, where you at? Where you at, Adam? God knew where he was, but he was trying to see if he can say, where are you, Adam? You're not where I expected you. You're not where I told you to be, Adam. Where are you? So the message in that is, when you sin or when you fall short, you quickly, because the devil will have you feeling, yeah, he'll put you in a place of condemnation, guilt, shame, and a further separation from God. See? See what you did? And then he will make you feel that you are not worthy. And truth be told, you're not worthy. We're not worthy of his love and his grace. But God says, come to me. All through the Bible, and I'm going to be going through character study as my husband reading through Genesis Revelation. I'm going to really enjoy this because I'm going to pull out every character that I can, Lord willing, in the Bible. And most of them have fallen short. But God gives us how he handles those that fall short. And it's almost like a pathway. That's why B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth. God gives us instruction through some of the characters in the Bible on what they go through. Listen, ain't nothing new. And ain't nothing new about the devil. You think what you're doing and where you at is different? Oh, you come on now. Ain't nothing new. But God has given us a pathway on how to come back to him. And, you know, there's a song, take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first knew you. Some of us need to go back. The prodigal son had to go back. Why are you out there in the pig pen, eating in the pig pen, when you can go to the king house? You can go and your father's waiting for you. Go back. So there are some life lessons in this. Life lessons. Adam's story shows us that God wants his followers to freely choose to obey. You hear me? God ain't forcing nobody to love him. You understand? He has given you a choice. You and I must choose every day. Every day. You can't say, well, I chose him 5 years ago. He know I love him. No, God says, love me every day. Choose to obey me every day. You got to choose. You got to wake up every morning and say, today. You know, we just celebrating veterans, the holiday, Memorial Day. But let me tell you something. Every day, everybody in the military, we didn't have a clock to clock in. We were just part of Uncle Sam. We didn't clock in. We belonged to Uncle Sam 24 hours, 7 days a week. If they called you in, you had to come in. We had a report for duty. You know what I'm talking about. You know, they can call you. You can be sleeping. Well, I just get off work. Y'all don't care. So in the kingdom of God, you have to choose to obey him 24 hours, 7 days a week. You have to make a conscious decision that I'm not going to be a slave to sin. I'm not going to be a slave to my flesh. And you got to open up your mouth and declare that Jesus is Lord. God is Lord. He's Lord over my money. He's Lord over my resources, my house, my car. He's Lord. And I am only a mere steward. None of it belongs to me. He's Lord over my spouse, my children, everything. I own nothing. I came with nothing. I'm leaving with nothing. It's yours, Lord. And I'm going to obey you to the day I die. You got to open up your mouth and you got to declare this righteously, because the devil is looking for any way, anyhow to get in. And you, when you declare this, and you make this proclamation, you are saying it boastfully out, and the devil hears you. Is he going to tempt you? Absolutely. He wouldn't be the devil if he wouldn't tempt you. You could expect that. Come on, y'all. Ain't nothing new here. Temptation will always be there. It would be nice to live in a world where there's just no temptation. It would be nice to live in a world where you're not tempted of the things that you have failed God at. Oh, no. But that's when you become strong. Look for the opportunity to grow. Look for the opportunity to mature, because if you fail that lesson, you know, some people have to repeat third grade. If you fail third grade, that's okay. You're going to go repeat it again. But this time, I'm going to get an A. I'm waiting. It's going to come. So we got to freely choose to obey him. We have to choose to freely submit to him out of love. That's what's so powerful. People that are following God, truly, ain't nobody got a gun to your head to follow God. You are choosing every day to obey and to submit to him. That's the type of love he desires. It would be too, yeah, God can make you. But why? You ever been in a relationship with someone, male, female, and you have to make them love you? Oh, man, come on. You got to make somebody say, I love you. You got to do the dance, a tap dance, and no. There should be a sense of just, I just love you. I just have this desire to want to tell you I love you every day. So we have to choose to obey God. We have to choose to submit to God out of love. I do what I do because I love God. I do what I do. You got to do what you do because you love God. That's the bottom line. It's because you love God. It's not even because what God can do for you, you're going to get a reward or this. No, I love God. You got to speak it out of your mouth, and your actions have to follow. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandment. You say you love me, then don't sin against me. You say you love me, God say, you say you love me, then follow me. You say, Jesus said to Peter, three times Peter denied Christ. I don't know the man. And Jesus came back again, and he came to him and reinstated him by saying, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, by that time, he's like saying, didn't he just ask me? What was Jesus doing? He was taking the three rejections, and he was reinstating Peter out of his own mouth. He was getting Peter to admit that he failed. But at the same time, Peter, I still want you. You got to open up your mouth and confess that Jesus is Lord every day. And the demons will be trembling. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I love the Lord. You got to confess, I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul. And he is Lord. You got to let sin and the devil know, you don't rule me. I am ruled by God. And when you fall short, and when we fall short, and we shall, you get up, you brush your way off. And you'll learn. Here's maturity. You'll get to the point you have less falls. I love my husband. He has multiple sclerosis. Bless his heart. He gets out there in the garden, and he fall, boom. And he fall, and he get back up, and he fall, boom. And my mother be sitting there in the window watching him, and he done fell again, boom. But that's just a part of having multiple sclerosis and what he's dealing with. He's done got so used to it. You know what I'm saying? But in the spiritual, I'm looking at where you're going to get to the point to where it's the things that used to make you trip up and the enemy used to use, the temptation, it don't even faze you no more. That's where you have to move to. That's where you have to graduate to. It's time to grow up. You got to get off that pacifier. You got to stop repeating the same thing that separates you from God, separates you from family, separates you from being, getting everything that God has for you. Because know this, if you're not ready, you're not going to get it. One thing God is not going to do is going to allow you to be promoted in the spiritual world if you're not ready. And the way you show you ready is through your maturity, by your obedience, and how you ride this thing out and on this journey. Amen. Yes, God will always love you. He loves the sinner. He loves you in the pit, wherever you are. But your sin brings consequences. Adam, your sin brought consequences. And your sin has brought a curse upon all humanity. So when we sin, we need to think this, think. No, don't be so quick to operate in that flesh and that sin. No, I'm not prepared for the consequence. And for those of us that have a calling on our life, for those of us that are called to the ministry, how you say that, whooping? I'm telling you, God, he said he chastised those that he loved, but I'm here to tell you, if you think, there's a price to pay, but you can get up. You got to choose to obey. You got to choose to submit to God. So we also learn that nothing we do is hidden from God. Let's get that straight. And truth be told, it don't matter who's watching, but the fact that God sees sees us. Adam, Adam, really? God is all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipresent. If you make your bed in hell, he's there. If wherever you are, God is there. Likewise, listen, there is no benefit to us when we blame others for our own failing. One thing God don't want you doing is blaming somebody for your mishap or where you are. I like to tell people, take responsibility. We must accept our personal responsibility. The sooner and the quicker you and I accept our responsibility, the quicker we can redeem ourselves and get back in right standing with God. But the moment you start trying to blame it, well, my mother, my father, my education, if this wouldn't have happened, Stand up, be a woman, be a man, and be accountable. Be accountable. That's the type of, that's what God is holding us accountable to be responsible. Adam, be responsible. Stop blaming Eve. Stop blaming a woman. Stop blaming a man. Stop blaming your past. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll never, ever get back those years. But this is the day, and there's a great future in this day, because my action today will be parallel to what's going to happen to my seeds and their seeds. So it's a great day to be alive, because the fact that we're still living mean God's grace is still shining up on us. Adam began his life in the Garden of Eden, but was later expelled by God. Amen. What do you need to do to get back in right standing with God? Adam was the first man and father of all human race. But I'm so glad for Jesus. I'm so glad that Jesus became our Redeemer. He became the Redeemer that redeemed us from sin and brought us into right standing. So you and I don't have an excuse. We don't have to choose to be a slave to our flesh. We don't have to choose to be a slave to this world, because we've been bought with a price. We've been bought with his blood. We've been purchased. God purchased us with his own blood. Amen? So this is a great day to be alive. And I want to let you know, you and all those listening, whether you're listening live or if you're listening by way of Skype or Facebook or whatever, it's never too late. It's never too late. Amen? Thank you for listening. God bless you. At this time, I'm going to open up my mics, but let me say a prayer. Father God, I thank you for your word, for your instruction, for your guidance. And I pray, Father, that it does not fall on deaf ears, but an ear to hear, that the person that's hearing this, whether live or through archives, will be inspired, Lord. That they will be inspired to know that you are a forgiving God, you are a loving God, and Lord, that you have a great plan and a great purpose for our life. Now, Lord, make our way straight as we gravitate to your goodness and your grace. I pray for every soul that's listening, Lord, that you give them a new beginning and they become that prodigal, they return back to you. And they hold strong to you. And Lord, that we all each and every day can say with those words, those true words, that you are Lord. And beside you, there is no other. We give you praise. We give you all glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm opening up my mic. If you'd like to speak at this time, please hit 1, which lets me know that you would like to make a comment. Amen. You have a prayer request. Praise God. Open up the mics. The mics are open. God bless you. Praise God. We have someone here. Let me open up my mic. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
I'm truly blessed on that message on this evening that you brought forth, woman of God.
Amen.
I really thank God for that message that you brought forth. And before I go any further, I do, as always, want to give God all praise, honor, and glory, first and foremost.
Amen.
I then want to acknowledge you once again, my queen. I truly praise God and give God praise for trusting in the unity and togetherness that we have and being in one accord, one to another. I thank you so much as to your explanation of the story, or as the Bible acknowledges what went through with Adam in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
And a lot of people try to put the blame on Eve, you know. People try to put the blame on Eve that Eve made Adam eat that apple. Well, no. You see, the
one thing
we need to understand as men is that, yes, see, God created man in his image after his likeness, and man became that living soul, praise God.
Right.
When he breathed that breath of life into him, that spirit, where man
mm-hmm.
became obedient at that time to do everything, naming this, naming that. He had rule over all that. Just like we as men today have complete rule over our houses and over our family. But the one
mm-hmm,
thing that he stepped out of order was when he was standing right there. They say when Eve was beguiled by Satan, by the serpent,
mm-hmm.
Eve was beguiled. She wasn't by herself, because Adam was right there, because Adam and Eve left one another.
That's right.
Can somebody tell me? They was there all the time, so he was not in his proper order and his place when he didn't speak to the Satan, to that serpent, and take authority over that serpent. And he let the woman step into his place, and she was out of order. And he didn't step into his place to put himself in order to bind and rebuke that spirit.
Right.
So man was very wrong. And just as we are today, we look for blame, we look for problems, we look for reasons why we do what we do. Instead of being in alignment, listening to God and following God's word. Not fall every time something gets difficult, but trust in the Lord. I don't want to take away anything from what you're bringing on, but it's just so powerful
Amen.
To talk forth on today, because God's word is true. It was then, it is today. We ought to trust the Lord with all of our
Amen.
Heart, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct
Amen.
Our path. Proverbs chapter 3 and 5. So we thank God for today. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. That's given me
Amen.
More encouragement, more strength to continue to be where I'm supposed to be, because it's in that I'm learning to love you even more. God bless you, woman
Amen.
Of God. God bless you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Praise God. Amen. Well, you know what? You said it. You said it. And that's why I thank God you've been doing the reading through the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, and reading. A lot of time we hear the reading, but these individuals and characters that you be reading about, they have a life. There's things. They have a relationship with God. There's things that happen. And many of us are going through a lot of the same things that's going on throughout the Bible. So God is like saying, he gives us these characters to look at and to learn from. I mean, I'm going to be bringing information about David. We all know about David. I mean, come on.
Amen.
What did he do when he fought the lion?
Amen.
And,
bad, huh? Yeah, he went up there against Bathsheba.
Yes, yes, and then all of a sudden, what? He was not in his proper place, right? He was supposed to be the head. He was supposed to be out there at war. He was supposed to be somewhere, and every time we're not in our proper order, our rightful place, that's when the enemy gets us, because we're not in alignment with God
Amen.
And what he has instructed us to do. So it's when it
Amen.
All shows everybody, from Genesis to Revelation, they start out one way, but get out of alignment with God. And that's a message within itself, praise God. But I'm really excited, sweetheart, about really narrowing down and bringing to light the life and characters of people throughout from Genesis to Revelation. And so I'm piggyback riding. I'm enjoying what you're doing through the reading of the Word. articulating. It is so exciting. I love hearing you read the Bible. I don't care. I could be walking around Walmart and I got my phone and I'm listening through speaker and I'm some kind of way if I'm driving. So I thank God for you being in your proper role and place, because as long as you're doing
Amen.
What you're supposed to be doing, thank you, Jesus, you're in alignment. I'm blessed. I'm covered. Amen. So thank
Amen.
You so much for that, and praise God.
Amen.
We'll continue to pray for those of you that's listening. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. We send nothing but blessings your way to stay on board.
Amen.
You're listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Amen, because this is the real deal. Hey, baby, say, this is the real deal, Holyfield. Amen. We are
yeah.
real people with real
Amen.
Problems following a real God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise
well, thank
God.
You so much. So we're going to go ahead and end. Amen. Thank you for listening, those. We love you so much. Go in peace and enjoy your weekend. And always, it's a great day to be alive. God bless you.
This song
Praise
says,
God.
God's mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. I wouldn't